Hello, this is Carla with As I Grow Up, and it's Sunday, March 19th. I wanted to talk to you today about faith. I've been struggling with faith lately, and I thought maybe there was someone out there listening that might have the same problem. You see, I am a Christian, and I will tell you that right up front. And I will also tell you that my faith is not where it should be. My faith is weak compared to the faith of others. But I keep working on it. And I keep trying to see the things about me, around me, in faith. I don't know how to explain it. Let's say you're online and you come across a prophet, a man or woman who claims to be a prophet. And I'm not saying there are not any prophets. I believe in prophets, and I believe God has put prophets here on earth. I believe that there are still prophets around, and even more so today in the times that we're in. But to get back, let's say you run across a prophet online, and you're listening to this prophet, and this prophet says something to you specifically about your life. He says you're suddenly going to meet someone, and you're going to get married. This is going to be the man or woman of God that you were supposed to be with. This is going to be your soulmate, the person that God specifically picked out for you. What would you do? Would you believe it, or would you disregard it? And if you believed it, how would you do things from that point on? Would you be looking for everyone, or would you trust that God could bring that person to your door? See, that's what faith is all about. Faith is knowing down deep in your heart that God's word is true and that his promises are true. I admit, if someone were to tell me that, I probably would look for a little while. I would be looking for that in every person I met until I met that person. But see, faith is trust, not only knowing that God is going to keep his promise, but the timing of God's promise. See, faith tells us that faith says we believe in something we haven't seen yet. That's when you know that it's down deep in your heart, when you haven't even seen it yet. You know it to be true. So if you know that to be true, what do you do? Do you start planning your wedding? Do you start getting planning books and and setting up your bridesmaids and picking out your dress and your bouquet and your where you're going to have your wedding and your event. You have everything planned out because that's how strong your faith is in God. You are at a point and at a place where your faith says this is 100% true. I can write a check on this promise and it will not bounce. That's strong faith. That is strong, dependent on God faith. And when your faith is weak, you might take that and say, okay, well, it could happen. It might happen. And then after a few weeks, well, it's never going to happen. And you've started speaking death over that which God has told you to be true and is going to happen. So you got to have faith. And it's hard. Faith is probably one of the hardest things about being a Christian. See, we have to persevere through that. We have to go through these tests and tribulations of our faith to make it stronger. And sometimes it makes it weaker. Sometimes we fall completely apart. But that's not what God intended faith to do. God intended faith to make us stronger. If you read Hebrews 11, you're going to read stories. You're going to read accounts of people in the Bible, of heroes in the Bible that were tested. Their faith was tested. And God rewarded that faith. Like Sarah couldn't conceive until God told her, promised her that she would be a mother. And people say that she was well into her 90s when she conceived. And that in itself is a miracle. That is a miracle. But she believed. And she had Isaac. God tested Abraham when he told Abraham he wanted him to sacrifice Isaac to him. And without questioning God, without screaming and hollering and yelling at God and saying, why are you doing this to me? Don't you know how long we waited for a child only to have you take him away? Abraham packed up his things. He took Isaac with him. He took him to where God told him to take him. And he was prepared to sacrifice him. But in Isaac's, God gave Abraham a ram to sacrifice instead. See, his faith was tested. And he was rewarded by not having to sacrifice Isaac. And there are many other stories. There are many other accounts of people who put everything they had into faith and came out stronger. It's hard. Faith is hard. It is one of those things that takes us to our limit. When we receive a bad diagnosis and we're Christians and we say, no, there is hope for me. I'm going to have faith in God. I'm going to have faith in his promises that by his stripes we are healed. You got to have faith when you're going through things that you just don't understand. I see, when I went through my divorce, I had no faith. I thought it was a big joke. I thought, surely God isn't going to do this to me. I mean, really, God's not going to make me go through this. That somehow he's going to come in, he's going to rescue me, and he's going to put this back together, and everything's going to be okay. See, that's where my faith was. And there's a verse in Proverbs that says, lean not into your own understanding. And that's what I was trying to do. That's what I was doing. I was trying to understand what was going on. I was trying to understand it from a human point of view. Not that we could ever think like God, because we can't. We're human beings, and God is God. But sometimes we try to figure things out. And I mean, that's just a human thing to do. But when I was going through my divorce and I was calling on God to put it back together, to put my marriage back together, like I was seeing so many people having their marriages put back together and God reconciling them. And I thought, God can do that for me. God can do that for me. God will do that for me. But God never said he would do that for me. See, he never promised me that. But what he promised was that he had a plan for me. He was doing a new thing, and I couldn't accept that. I couldn't accept it at all. I wouldn't accept it. I was like, God, how can you let this family be destroyed? How can you allow this to happen? But it wasn't God that destroyed my family. I know who destroyed my family. I know who destroyed my family. But I wanted God to fix it. I had no faith that he knew what he was doing. That his plan was greater than my want. And that's what it was. It was a want. I didn't want to be on my own. I didn't want to be a single mother. I didn't want his anger or his coldness or his abuse. But I didn't want to be alone. And God took me away from all that for a reason. And at the time I could see no reason. I can look back now and I can see why. And I can see that it was better for me and my family, my children, for us to be apart than it was for us to be together. I understand that now. Back then, you could have told me that till you were blue in the face, and I would not have listened. In fact, people tried to tell me, and I didn't listen. I didn't want to listen because I didn't believe God had a plan. I believed God was just out to get me. I had no faith in God's promises. I certainly didn't believe he had a plan and a purpose for my life. I certainly didn't believe I would see goodness in the land of the living. I had the faith of a breath of air. That's all I had. I didn't even have the faith of a mustard seed. And it took a long time. It has taken a long time to get to a place of faith. But I'm slowly beginning to realize that what I wanted and what God wanted are two different things. And what God wants for me is so much better than what I wanted for myself. See, I just wanted mediocrity. I wanted my husband back. And at that point, I didn't care about him being abusive, that I would have taken the abuse just so that I wasn't alone. But God had other plans, see. He had to separate me. He had to get me alone to show me how strong I could be with him. When I was divorced, when I was going through the divorce, I remember this one time I was in my apartment and I was bragging to my ex through an email about how wonderful I was doing and how I was learning to take care of myself, to take care of my bills, to, you know, do all this stuff. And I'm sitting here writing this email and the power goes off. The power goes off. And I thought, must be something in the building. But as I looked around, other people had power, just not me. I hadn't paid my electric bill for 2 months, twice, and they had shut my power off. I had gone shopping instead because I had all this money. My power got cut off because I didn't pay my bill. Because, see, I knew nothing of paying bills. I knew nothing of paying an electricity bill, of paying a phone bill. My ex took care of all that. I had no idea how to take care of a checkbook. I had no idea how to take care of a debit card or a credit card. But I learned. Through that mistake, I learned to take care of myself, to take care of my children. And God showed me many things that showed me many things about myself that had to be burned away. My pride, for one thing. God had to humble me. And he did. Sometimes faith will do that too. Sometimes faith means you have to humble yourself and say, God, I don't know how I'm going to do this without you. I'm not going to be able to do this without you. I can't do this in my own strength. I need you. I need to have faith in you and your promises. Please help me. And he will. Faith is something that we're all going to have to get down deep in our souls if we are going to survive. Let me read you a little bit from Hebrews 11. Sorry, just being just a second here. This is Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please and to be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being forewarned by God concerning events of which as yet there was no visible sign, took heed and diligently and reverently constructed and prepared an ark for the deliverance of his own family. By this, his faith, which relied on God, he passed judgment and sentence on the world's unbelief, and became an heir and possessor of righteousness. That relation of being right into which God puts the person who has faith. Urged on by faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed and went forth to a place which he was destined to receive as an inheritance. And he went, although he did not know or trouble his mind about where he was to go. Prompted by faith, he dwelt as a temporary resident in the land which was designated in the promise of God, though he was like a stranger in a strange country, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs with him of the same promise. For he was waiting expectantly and confidently, looking forward to the city which had fixed and firm foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Because of faith, also Sarah herself received physical power to conceive a child, even when she was long past the age for it, because she considered God, who had given her the promise to be reliable and trustworthy and true to his word. So from one man, though he was physically as good as dead, there have sprung descendants whose number is as the stars of heaven and as countless as the innumerable sands on the seashore. As faith. That's faith when you're 90 years old, 90 and 100 years old, and God has told you that you're going to have a child and that you're going to be the father of many nations, that your offspring will outnumber the stars in the sky and the grains of sand on the beach. That's faith. When you keep moving forward in God's promise, and you don't let fear creep in, and you don't let the devil come in and say, these are false. God never promised you anything. The devil is a liar. And he'll have you not believe in God in a heartbeat if you let him. I hope that this has helped someone today. I encourage you to visit the As I Grow Up website. It's at asigrowup.net. N-E-T. asigrowup.net. And sign up for our the 84-day or 12-weeks challenge to read the New Testament. You get an email every day, and with a chapter, with a book and a chapter of the New Testament to read. You'll also get a victory verse to memorize. And I just encourage you to go to the website and enter your email address and sign up for that. It begins tomorrow. And I thank you for listening to this podcast, and I encourage you to read the new blog that is available also. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I hope this has blessed someone. I hope it's reached someone. I would love your feedback. You can email me at twosister42@gmail.com with your comments or your questions. I'm trying to do better. I still got a long ways to go. But have a great rest of the weekend, and I hope that you have a wonderful work week ahead of you. God bless.